the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz
yes.
and Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Okay. Mocha?
Yes.
Mocha is now sitting knee to knee in front of Dammit Maury.
What's going on again?
So, as we said, there was a large high-stakes wagering going on between you and Dammit Maury.
Yes.
For the American Music Awards last night. Who bets on the American Music Awards? I have no idea.
Apparently
but,
we do.
eons ago when the nominations were announced, you guys bet each other massages for some weird reason.
No. Maury brought it up.
But you were a willing participant, so...
No, because you called not it, so...
Right, that's fair enough. You're right, I do. So favorite male artist was one you guys bet on, favorite female artist, favorite duo or group, and favorite album. Now, in each category, there were three nominees.
Yeah.
Which means that there may be categories where neither of you won.
Right.
However, Mocha, that's not the case. So do you want me to, so the bets were a back and upper butt massage, a foot massage, a hand massage, and a chest massage.
I feel like either way.
Okay.
I feel like there is no losers and winners in this.
Okay. So would you like to know what the winners are?
I can't even remember who
I know. That's the best part.
Who I chose.
Okay, so an upper butt / lower back massage.
Oh, no.
The nominees were Drake, Bruno Mars, and Ed Sheeran.
This is for what category?
For favorite male artist, pop rock.
Okay.
Mocha chose Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, my boy.
Maury chose Bruno Mars, who actually won.
No.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Now, in the next category of favorite female artist, this was for a foot massage. The nominees were Alessia Cara, Lady Gaga, and Rihanna. Mocha chose Alessia Cara.
Yeah, our Brampton girl.
Maury chose Lady Gaga, who actually won.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Oh, man.
In the category of favorite duo or group pop rock.
Yeah.
Chainsmokers, Coldplay, and Imagine Dragons were the nominees.
Chainsmokers won that one, right?
No, they did not.
Boys.
Imagine Dragons did, and Maury called it.
Oh.
That was for a hand massage. Now.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are there any categories where I actually won?
No, there's not.
Oh, my God.
You also lost the favorite album category, which is the chest massage, was the wager.
So I gotta give Maury
like
a full body massage.
Full body massage.
This is like my birthday.
This is like your birthday.
Oh my God.
Like, should I give him one or no?
Okay, no. Okay, where would you like to start?
Hold on, I need to give him the oils.
Yeah,
oils?
No, I've been warming the lotion in my pocket.
I don't think we had agreed on oils.
Oh, man.
Oh, Maury.
Okay, what is it?
Maury went and got friggin' Johnson's baby lotion. Is that massage oil?
Yeah, but babies are smooth.
Okay,
and so
we need
should I.
Okay, we
I
need,
know,
we,
but now
guys,
I'm going to be thinking about my kid.
Okay.
Like, come on, dude. Of all the lotions in the world, you had to get baby lotion.
Because babies are smooth.
Maury, what hurts the most? Would you like to start?
Oh, absolutely my feet.
Okay, so please.
Is it like one foot or both foot?
Well, it does. Let me,
you mean both feet?
Okay, it says foot massage.
So I pick which foot?
I would say, yeah.
Pick
one
foot. Okay, then I'm totally picking
my driest
foot.
We're not going to be here all day.
Your driest foot?
Yeah,
I'm going to pick the dry foot.
Okay. Maury, get that big leg up there.
Oh, my. Oh. Oh, the hair. All right.
No, I like it hard.
Just, that's what she said. Okay.
Oh, it's cold.
Oh my God, Maury's feet are so dry and rough, and your toenails need to be cut, bro. Oh my.
You're just rubbing the lotion. You gotta get in there, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Use your thumbs.
What happened to your foot right here?
That's the heel.
No, that's not the heel. That's the middle. What is that bump?
Oh, that's from walking.
Oh, God.
Oh,
you know what's
amazing.
Funny? You know what's funny? I had a side bet going on.
Yeah.
And I actually just won. I had it. We were going to be at this for 4 minutes before Mocha said, "What is that bump?"
Okay, next. Okay. I can't.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, okay. Next up is hand? The, you want a hand and arm massage.
Hand and arm massage.
Maury's wearing long sleeves, so I suggest maybe you take your shirt off, Maury.
Oh, no, we're good.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. You realize that you have a chest massage coming too, right, Maury?
Oh, that's a tickle, though.
No. Okay.
I never realized how hairy your arms are, though. Like, your arms are
because I'm a man. Because I'm a man.
Ugh.
There you go. Oh, this is fantastic.
Does that feel good, Maury?
I never get massages. This is amazing.
Okay.
How is that,
getting
Maury?
Right in there.
Oh,
with
he's
the
doing the fingers.
You
too.
Like that?
I love
does
when
it feel
they do
good?
The fingers.
Maury, where does this compare to other massages you've had?
This is great. I would tip you.
Oh, okay. Okay, so next up, we have either the lower back, yeah, upper butt massage or the chest massage.
I'm going to go with lower back and butt.
Okay,
Maury. That way, you know, Casey gives up. At least I got that in there.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Do you have to bend over like
that,
though?
So Maury has turned around.
How is he going to get to my lower back?
He's bent over a chair.
I'm
going
to have to lift up.
Do I need to drop my pants?
Well, it is lower back, upper butt.
So
can you see any upper butt whatsoever?
No,
be honest, Mocha.
Because Maury, it looks like Maury's wearing swim trunks underneath his jeans right now.
Those are my boxers.
Yeah, Maury, you look like you're wearing a diaper. Bro.
I'm gonna have to undo my pants.
Okay. Oh my god.
Okay, lift your shirt back
up. You have
up
to lift
there,
your
Maury.
Shirt up, Maury.
Okay.
Oh my, there's so much hair. Okay.
Okay. Oh, he's touching him. Okay, he's gonna do it. Yeah.
Oh, I took my wedding ring off.
Yeah. Good. So technically, it's not
too.
Cheating.
Oh my god! Okay. Oh.
Okay. Like I say to most masseuses, lower.
Oh.
God.
Lower.
It's just. It's very.
I don't want to do this anymore, guys. This
is how does that feel, Mocha?
It's so weird.
I'm in heaven.
You're loving this, I'm
Maury.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
So Mocha's rubbing
the best day of my life.
And now the lotion's drying up. So it just
dry.
It's dry.
It just
skin.
Just dry, sticky hair.
It feels so weird.
Okay, should we do the chest
okay,
tickle?
Yeah, chest tickle now.
Okay.
No, it's a chest chest massage. Okay, take your shirt off.
Oh, for real? Can't I just don't... lift it?
Okay, or lift it. That's weird.
That's so weird.
I'm trying to think of what's more weird. If you took your shirt off or if you just lifted it up.
Or I could do what you do like when you're playing soccer and you're playing the team on team skins.
Yes. Maury just took his shirt and hooked
I'm
it
on
around.
Team skins.
So right now, Maury's wearing sleeves.
That looks so weird. Oh, again, look at all that hair. Holy cow. Why do your nipples look like that, bro?
I don't think you need a lot of lotion. I'd rather feel more of, you know, the tension.
Okay. Okay, so go for it now, Maury.
Okay.
You wouldn't mind.
Oh, it's cold. Why are you focusing only on my nipples?
That's part of your chest, though.
Why are you squeezing my boob?
My nipples are getting hard.
Oh, he's going under his boobs.
Why are you doing under boob? What is this? Now you're doing my armpit.
I don't like this.
Yeah, but you're doing my armpits.
Oh, but this is your chest. Just all lumpy. Okay.
Is it really lumpy? This lumpy like how?
I have to say, this was not my favorite part.
No, really.
No, but he's like pushing into my boob.
You wanted a little bit more.
I kind of wanted like it. Little... I kind of wanted it like tickle.
Oh, yeah? Just tickle.
Yeah.
Oh no.
This is great.
My pinky just grazed Maury's right nipple. It felt so weird.
This is pretty awesome.
Okay, well, there you go.
We're never betting on the AMA ever again.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh my God, so much going on today. More importantly, though,
Star Wars?
It's World Hello Day.
Hello. Isn't that from Seinfeld?
This day encourages you to take the opportunity to simply greet people and recognize how important simple communication is in our daily lives. I have I get a list of different ways to say hello in other languages.
Bonjour.
Now, do you want me to say the way it is in the other language and then you have to guess where it is? Or do you want me to give you the country and then you have to tell me how they say hello?
Oh, okay.
I would say country and we have to try and figure out how they say hello.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, too, like, just don't yell at me if I get one of these wrong. Okay. People get very sensitive about this stuff.
It's 2017. It's you're supposed to get
it's very sensitive times.
Offended.
Okay, so French.
Oh, that's easy. Bonjour.
Okay, Maury.
Bonjour.
Yeah, Bon Jew, Maury. Wow. Off to a fantastic start.
Way to show respect, bro.
Or salut.
Well, which is it?
What, it's just like saying hello and hey.
Or hello and hi.
Hi, yeah. Salut, ooh, right? We salut. Can say salut. Yeah, we say salut.
Is it the S-A-L-U-T one?
What?
Huh?
Yes. Spelled S-A-L-U-T?
Yes, okay. Maury, yeah. Mexico.
Oh, geez.
Maury.
Oh,
have you never like seen an episode of Dora?
Oh, okay.
Or...
Well, C.
No, that's yes.
Oh, adieu.
Adieu.
That's goodbye in French. Okay.
I don't know. No. Okay, Maury, come on. Mexico.
So if it's C is yes.
Spanish.
Basically. Okay. Salud.
Okay, no. We just said salud was. Was French.
You know,
just
right.
2 seconds ago. Like, not even.
Does this ring a bell? Hola.
Oh, yes.
Say that now.
Hola.
Yeah, there okay. We go, Maury. There we go. Maury, China.
Oh, no. Mocha, do you want this one?
No. Nope. Just how do you think you say it? Come on. Everybody knows this.
Do they?
Yeah.
That arigato. Dori arigato.
Yeah, dori dori gato. What is it, Maury? Say it again.
The ora ora dora gato.
Yeah, ora 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 dora gato. Yes, that's a very long-winded that's way to say
it. That's Dora's Asian cousin. Dora,
hola.
Ora.
Hola, Dora ora ora gato. Stop it. This is when people start writing it, telling us the thing.
Add damn more if you'd like to
okay.
File a complaint.
Okay, Maury. Ni hao. Ni hao.
Okay.
That's hello in Chinese. I know that because there's a beautiful little cartoon that my kid likes called Ni Hao Kai Lan.
Oh.
And Ni Hao Kai Lan is a...
Hello, Kai Han.
Is a great little kid. What about Italian? What about Italy, Maury?
Oh, buongiorno.
You could not sound more white than you are right now.
Also, ciao.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Ciao. I always say buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Maury, what about... Israel.
Oh, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom is also hello, goodbye, or goodbye and hello.
Right. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh, did not know that.
Yeah. It's okay. What about the Germany, Maury?
Sprechen Sie.
Sprechen Sie. What does that mean, Maury?
What hello. Is Sprechen Sie?
Hello.
Isn't it Sprechen Sie?
Sprechen Sie. You sprechen Sie in a sentence.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
So, what does Deutsch mean?
It's a person.
Hello, Deutsch is Deutsch. Hello, Deutsch. By the way, it's World Hello Day. We would say allo or in German or Guten Tag, Maury.
Oh, Guten Tag. I legit thought that was a soup.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
27 years ago in 1990. God, 1990 was 27 years ago. Kill me.
I remember it like it was just yesterday because I'm not young.
So do I. I remember what I was wearing. 27 years ago in 1990, arguably one of my least favorite Rockies was released, which was Rocky V.
Oh, that's when he had to fight Tommy Gunn
yeah.
in the streets.
And it's when Rocky went back to Philly and he was all poor. And he remember when Rocky got smart and then he just got dumb again?
Yeah, Rocky IV, he kind of got smart.
Yeah.
Maybe because he was training in Russia.
Maybe. But then he got dumb again.
Yeah. And poor, broke ass.
So we'll, why not commemorate this with the, taking a dip into the Johnny Depp School of Acting here. The Johnny Depp School of Acting, why we call it this is the story goes Johnny Depp. Of course, way too famous and way too busy to actually learn his lines for a movie. So the rumor is that Johnny Depp, while he's on set, has somebody feed him his lines into an earpiece while he's on set, and then he just regurgitates them. Very difficult, not as easy as it sounds. So, damn it, Maury will play the part of Rocky. Mocha, you have the honor of playing Adrian. Aww. I will be feeding Maury's lines to him in his earpiece. Mocha has a script in front of him. So, 27-year anniversary, Rocky V, Johnny Depp School of Acting.
Before you say action,
yeah.
Is damn it, Maury doing the Rocky voice?
I think of course he is. He's going to do the voice.
Can we just do at least one take?
Okay, we'll do one take with the voice.
Okay.
I think it might hold us up a little because Maury does the worst Sylvester Stallone ever. I don't even know what you do.
All right, so Rocky Five Anniversary Edition, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Maury Mocha, and action.
Rock, do you see what's happening?
Yeah, I see. I think so. He's Duke.
All right, Maury. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna try one more time. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Your first line, damn it, Maury, in this scene, it's only 8 words.
It's 8 words.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you ready, Sly?
From the top.
Sly's ready.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Johnny Depp School of Acting, Rocky V Anniversary, Maury and Mocha.
Yeah.
Take two and action.
Rocky, do you see what's happening?
Yeah, I see. He's in my tea.
No, come on. It's not you. It's you. It's not him. You can't live backwards. Come on. You can't turn back the clock because we live now. We live here.
Hey, Adrian, I'm in here. You think I'm so in the sunny day? You're like a snow. I don't know where we are, Adrian. You want something in the family? I want this. I want this. It's all green. This guy's, it goes over the fence. I don't want this.
No, come on. Nobody says that.
I'm sad, Adrian. I just had a sandwich. I don't know what he's doing. When he's running over there.
Okay. We might have to try this one more time.
We're going
to
try this without the voice.
Oh, really?
And put your headphones on properly because you can hear, Maury. Okay. Jeez. No, on both ears.
I know. I just wanted to say the headphones are on backwards.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So is your head. Okay. Okay. So, Maury, we're going to try this without the voice, okay? Because I really think that it's holding you up. I think you're concentrating too much on doing the voice and not enough on the script.
I mean, it just comes naturally, but sure.
And the picture's going to suffer because of it.
Okay. Okay.
Final attempt.
Okay, so here we go. Final attempt. Rocky V, 27-year anniversary, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Maury Mocha, take three, and action.
No, come on. It's you. It's you. It's not him. You can't live backwards. Come on. You can't turn the clock because we live now. We live here.
I don't know where we live. Don't you just want to live where we live? I'm just dumb as a stick. I just want to take a self. I don't know, Adrian. I just want to dive into that. I don't want him to walk in that. I don't know. I just see that, and it's in the sink. We both come from a newborn. I just walked into this.
Sorry, what?
By the way,
we both come from a newborn.
Yeah, that line was, "There goes another bum from the neighborhood."
But Maury's line was, "We both came from a newborn."
We both came from a newborn. Well, there you have it. Happy birthday, Rocky V.
Listen, happy birthday!
This movie's gonna be so successful.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Maury texted me a video yesterday.
Yeah.
Follow-up text read, "This is so easy."
Oh.
A guy in India broke the world record for the most amount of straws in a person's mouth.
The most amount of
straws.
Like drinking straws.
A guy named Simon Elmore held the record for 8 years by stuffing 400 straws in his mouth. This dude in India, 23-year-old Manoj Kumar Maharana, is the new title holder, fitting 459 straws, drinking straws, in his mouth all at once. In order to break the record, he had to make sure that the straws stayed in his mouth for 10 seconds.
So hold on here.
He wasn't able to use his hands to support the straws in his mouth. However, he was able to use rubber bands to hold the straws in place.
Okay.
So he took all 459 straws, bunched them all together, wrapped elastic bands around them, and then shoved them into his mouth.
Hold on a second here. He didn't do it all individually?
Not individually, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Other more, are you ready for this world record?
Yes.
What have you been doing to prepare for this?
I bought straws.
Okay.
This isn't the first time David Morey has tried to break a Guinness World Record on the Roz and Mocha Show.
No, other records Morey's tried to break. The number of finger snaps done in 1 minute. The record for that was 296. Morey did 45.
So close.
Tried to break the record of kicking your own butt. The record was 80 bum kicks in 20 seconds. Morey did zero.
Because he couldn't even reach.
And then eating peeps. The world record for eating peeps was 255 peeps in 5 minutes. More, he did 25.
That's so gross.
And then let's not forget the greatest one ever, which was the jump rope challenge. The world record was 95 skips in 30 seconds. More, he did 3. Okay, so Maury's going to now attempt the, what is this called? It's the straw in the mouth challenge? I don't know what it, what the official
Guinness
title
world
is.
The world record for most amount of straws in a person's mouth for 10 seconds.
For 10 seconds.
Are you going to count the straws or are you just going to try all 500?
No, I think that we're going to do four, like we'll just do a bunch at a time and Roz will keep count.
So you're going to do what, like five at a time?
Four at a time.
Oh, we're going to be here all day.
Four? Why not five? It's easy to count by five.
Five at a time. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Five. Oh, my God. It's going to take forever. As, yeah. as if you couldn't have had these pre-counted, bro. 10. You got a lot of mouth left.
Yeah, but I'm touching my tongue, which makes it gag.
That's what she said.
15.
Mm-hmm.
What's the record, Mocha?
459.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's going to take forever, guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 20. Thanks, Mor. I have an idea, Mor. How many straws are in that box?
Not 500 minus 20.
500 minus 20. Okay. Put as many in as you can, and then maybe we just count what's left over.
Okay.
Doesn't that seem like a better idea?
Sure.
Right?
Just dump out the whole box, Mor.
Can you bring it down?
You want me to? Okay, so now I got to tap down the top of Maury's straws. So Maury's got another stack. Do you want me to hold on to your stack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. Don't cut yourself.
Oh,
don't cut yourself.
Oh, God.
David Morey, please don't cut yourself.
Okay.
Some
of them, there's a couple real long ones in the middle there, Maury. You may want to even them out a little
Come
bit.
Come on, man. Don't hurt yourself.
Okay. Going out, that looks like it hurts.
Oh my God.
Okay, so your problem is getting it actually in because as you get one half of the stack of straws in your mouth, the other half are resisting in like a really violent way to the other side of your mouth.
Can you do me a huge favor?
No. Sorry. Here's all you need to do.
I was going to ask you to spread my cheeks.
You want me to spread your cheeks? Is that stack in there? Oh, you're making me gag.
That's so gross. At least you can breathe.
Okay, here's what I would do, Maury. Here's what I would do. I wouldn't start inserting more around the sides. I would open up the middle. Don't take it out. Don't take it out. We're not there yet. You can do this. You got this, buddy.
There are
okay,
so
here's
many
what I would do. Take this stack right here. Now open up the middle and just put this right up there through the middle. Okay?
Okay. You sound like Demi Gorgon.
He sounds like he's scuba diving right now. Okay, Maury. Okay, open up the middle, and then I'm going to slide this right up there. Okay?
Okay, come on. Here we go.
Okay, I'm going to put another 25 up in there. Okay, are you ready? Okay. Slide them all the way up.
Are we close to working? Okay, Maury.
Okay, some fell off the side.
I think we should call it. I don't think this is safe anymore. Maury, get the straws out. Come on, bro. This is not safe.
Okay, you want to count them up?
Okay. Should we just say 100?
No.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
There's a Twitter account out of the UK that posts jokes written by kids. It's called @kidswritejokes. And these jokes are just so bad, they're good. Like literally any kid could submit a joke to the guy that runs this account.
Yeah.
And he'll just post it online.
Okay.
Post it on the account. For example, What do spies eat instead of McDonald's?
What do spies eat instead of McDonald's? What?
Spy Donald's.
Excuse me?
Spy Donald's. Oh. If you go to the ham contest, what will the man say?
If you go to the ham contest? I have so many questions already. I don't know what.
You won last year. You're not allowed. What do you call a tiger with glasses on?
What do you call a tiger with glasses on?
A scientist tiger. What do you call a UFO that looks like a butt?
What?
A butt FO. Hello, idiot! That's one tweet.
That's one joke.
That's it. Hello, idiot! Hey, what's for dinner, cow?
I don't know what.
Poor sir. Poo, sir. It is the French way.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. Man, waiter, how long will my pizza be?
I don't know. Oh.
Not very long, LOL.
Okay, so these are jokes that kids, so they just said, hey, kid, write a joke.
And any kid could write a joke and submit it to this Twitter account, @kidswritejokes, and the guy running the account will post the jokes.
Kids are terrible at this. They have no business.
What do you
jokes.
Call a unicorn that goes to work?
What do you call a unicorn that goes to work?
A wimp. What do you get when you cross a T-Rex and a chicken?
What?
Nothing but death.
Okay, yeah. See?
What do you call a fish with no tail?
What?
A one-eyed grape. Doctor, doctor, I hit my head. What do you want me to do about it, stupid?
Okay. Okay, kids suck at writing jokes.
What do you call a freak horse?
What?
Jessica. A man went to a bar. Yeah, give me a whiskey because I broke up with my wife. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toilet.
Toilet who?
Toilet cat. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toilet who?
Oh.
And finally, on the account @kidswritejokes.
Yeah.
What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes?
What?
Shut up.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So it's the morning after, Mocha. It's the morning after Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip's 70th wedding anniversary. There was a big to-do in Buckingham Palace last night.
I thought you were going to say after their 70th anniversary. I honestly thought you were going to just now say it's the day after the Queen and the Prince are separating.
Come on.
I don't know.
What is the matter with
you? I thought you were going to say that they were separating.
Oh, my heart. Anyway, so 70 years together, that is a very long time. The first royal to ever hit that milestone of a 70-year marriage. Big sort of party last night. They did commemorative special portraits for the couple, everything else. So let's find out from the Queen herself how everything went down last night for the big anniversary party.
Back on, the phone is ringing.
Wow. Excuse us, Your Majesty.
Good morning,
Hello.
Queen. It's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm really hungover.
Oh, no.
So y'all got turned up last night, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Your Majesty, 70 years together in a marriage is quite the achievement.
You know, we slept in separate rooms. We have dinner apart. We take separate vacations. We're doing everything we can to keep our marriage together.
That is solid advice. Solid advice.
Can you remember, Queen, back to, let's say, your very first anniversary 70 years ago?
You know, Philip and I were happy for 20 years. Then we met.
Your Majesty, like we said, you know, we love to celebrate, you know, you and everything that you've done, and more importantly, we like to celebrate you and everything you've done. And what did you do sort of personally with Philip that was maybe sort of out of the spotlight that we may never get to see? How did you celebrate?
Well, you know, I always always say, never go to bed mad. Stay up and fight.
Any, Your Majesty, any marriage advice or any relationship advice to maybe a young couple listening right now? Maybe they're thinking of getting married, or they're engaged to be married, or maybe they just got married.
Well, husbands are like fires. They go out when unattended.
I don't know.
See a lot of Phillips.
You know,
sneaking around.
Married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury.
So are things going well, or are they not going well? It sounds like you and Philip had one hell of a night last night.
Well, I haven't spoken to Philip in 18 months. I don't let him interrupt.
Anything else, Your Highness?
I married Mr. Wright. I just didn't know his first name was Always.
Happy anniversary, Queen. Thank you very
much. Stop eating cake in bed.
Thank you for chatting with us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's actually kind of sad today for the Queen.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, I love the smell of pizza.
Yeah, so, oh my God. I'm so in love with this. LaManna's Bakery. We'll give the address here because it's very important, because this is one-of-a-kind stuff. 6758 Kingston Road. Now, they...
Out in Scarborough.
They went viral because they make what very well could be the largest single slice of pizza in the history of history. It's 50 pieces of pepperoni. It's 5.5 pounds of dough.
Wow.
5.5 pounds of dough.
Delicious dough.
5 cups of sauce. Delicious and 3 cups sauce. Of cheese. But again, it's one giant slice of pizza. And they and it's called, Maury, did you name this?
I gave them the name.
You gave them the name. And the name is what?
The Big LaManna.
The Big LaManna.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, and like, seriously, this, it's as long as a leg. this slice of pizza.
It really is.
It really is. Okay, so Maury, if you would please.
Take it out of the box?
Yeah, just open the box.
Oh my goodness.
Right? That is one single slice of pizza.
That looks so delicious.
They said that nobody has been able to finish it. So Maury, please grab
it. Until now. Okay.
Okay.
So Maury's going to attempt now.
I'm going to take this out. Can you close the box when I take it out?
Yeah.
They said that the closest somebody has got to finishing this giant slice of pizza, the Big LaManna, is about halfway, and it took the guy an hour.
Well, we don't have an hour. Okay, basically what it looks like is an extra large pizza that they've just made into one giant triangle. Yeah.
Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Like
no,
right now?
Maury, we're not.
Okay, here we go.
No, Maury, you got to pick the whole thing up.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, this is so good.
Is it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's good pizza?
I love pizza.
Okay. Why are you making that sound? So weird, dude.
It's so good.
So okay. just so you know, David Maury, just so you know, you're just over 60 seconds.
Yeah. Oh.
Am I halfway?
Not even close.
You've had like, you're on like bite number 6. Honestly, Maury, you haven't made a dent in this thing.
That's so good.
You didn't even get any pepperoni in that bite, Maury.
I know. There's 50 pieces on that.
Hey, Maury, sometimes it's easier when you're eating a big slice of pizza if you fold it in half.
Can I tell you, that's my favorite way to eat a slice of pizza?
So maybe try and fold it. Okay, there we go. Okay, now pick. Okay, it just. Maury just folded it like a duvet. Yeah.
Like. You really did. Okay. All right, so, now take a big bite, Maury. Come on, I believe in you, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, I've never tasted something so good.
Maury, it looks like Maury's eating a carpet that is rolled up. That's how big this slice of pizza is.
Oh, my God, dude. How do you feel right now, Maury?
I'm so ready for nap.
Okay. You're what? Sorry again?
I'm so ready for nap.
You're so...
Reading.
Okay, you're so reading.
Waiting.
So
ready.
Reading. I'm
ready
still...
For a nap.
I'm still reading a map? What did you
sound like?
I'm ready for a nap.
Oh, you're ready for a nap. Oh. Okay.
I can feel the meat going down.
Yes. And again, this is the, is it the world's largest slice of pizza? Do we know this at all? I don't know. But it's the biggest slice of pizza I've ever seen. It's La Mana Bakery. And they were famous for this because it went viral. Just this giant single slice of pizza they make that's 5.5 pounds. 5.5 pounds of dough on one slice of pizza.
50 pieces of pepperoni, 5 cups of sauce, 3 cups of cheese. It's okay. 2 feet, 2 inches long.
All right. Okay, Maury's sounding like a drunk hobo right now.
I don't know, man. Okay. I think before things get even worse, I think you should probably stop, dude. Just
pause for 1 second. Let me enjoy listening to this.
No, it looked like a piece of the slice just came up. Are you okay?
I think somebody needs.
Sorry, what? You need a needle.
Somebody needs to give me a pelvic thrust.
A pelvic thrust. That's the Heimlich.
The Heimlich maneuver.
Not the pelvic thrust.
Okay. I think you should. I think you should stop, dude. Okay.
Are you okay?
Okay, listen. I'm gonna pick up the phone. I'm gonna dial 91, and then you point to me if you want me to hit. I'm pointing already. All right. Ew.
Okay.
Gross.
How was it, Mar?
Oh God, it's so good.
So again, that is the Big La Mana giant pizza slice from La Mana's Bakery out in Scarborough. 6758 Kingston Road. There. Damn it, Maury. Again, point if you want me to hit that last one on 911.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, do you ever sort of consider the way that you shower?
No, why?
Like whether you're doing it right or you're doing it wrong?
Doing it right or wrong?
Yeah.
What?
Well, because I've you know me, and I rarely wash my hair. I don't wash my face.
Or your butt.
I wash my butt because you got to wash your butt. You got to brush your teeth and wash your butt. That's what you got to do, right?
Okay.
And that's really
what do you mean, consider like a regular shower.
Okay, so
like anytime I shower,
right,
I always wash my face and I always wash my entire body with soap.
Right, but you know, there's overwhelming evidence from doctors and dermatologists. What is it?
Dermatologists.
Dermatologists. Thank you.
Yeah.
That you do not need to shower every day. That is just an absolute fallacy that has been perpetuated.
I don't know.
I just
feel dirty if I don't shower.
You don't need to shower every day. And even when you do shower, you don't need to wash like your legs.
I always do.
That's so weird. No. I will tell you right now, I don't know the last time I washed my legs. I couldn't tell you the last time
I
washed my legs.
Head to toe.
No.
I don't shampoo every day.
No.
Every couple days, because I don't want my scalp to get dry.
Yeah.
But I will, full head to toe, and I even lotion up my skin afterwards.
No. Like, if you're not actively sweating, like sweating.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth, wash your butt, and then water just takes care of the rest. That's the way to shower. And very rarely use shampoo because it dries out your hair and it dries out your scalp, as you said. Also, this is what I didn't know, though. You're supposed to take a cool shower.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot water strips away the natural oils on your skin and damages it faster than it does. So you should take a lukewarm or even a cooler shower.
No. No way.
Yep.
Love nothing more than a hot ass shower.
No? Okay, but you're doing it wrong. You're showering wrong.
So I'm supposed to stand in that shower with cold water on my skin?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You're up in there washing your legs in a nice hot shower.
Oh,
and you have
so
no
good.
Idea how wrong you're doing.
That's where
no
the term came from.
Which is what?
Go take a cold shower.
No, that's not.
Oh.
But anyway, you are up in there washing your legs.
Yeah.
In a hot shower and ruining your body.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Care.
Yeah, they say focus on the dirtiest areas, those areas, like we're saying. Okay,
yeah, sure.
Wash your butt.
Okay,
right. That's like wash your butt, wash your armpits,
and behind your ears.
Right, and behind your ears.
Yeah.
Behind your ears getting so dirty? What are you
I'm
doing?
Just saying, listen,
that you're getting so much dirt behind your ears.
I'm not saying dirty, but just clean behind your ears. Sometimes it gets greasy back there.
From what?
Greasy. I'm telling you right now, and if you were to take your index finger, right?
Yeah.
And put it behind your ear at the very, very top and run your finger all the way down.
Yeah.
Behind your earlobe and out.
Right.
Now smell your finger. Tell me you don't smell dirty and like cheese.
Hold on. Not really.
Yeah, but the same could be said when you dig from under your toenails.
I've never dug from underneath my toenails.
When's the last time you dug under your toenail and then smelled your finger?
This morning.
Not it. I'm not. That is disgusting. There's a lot of things I would do on this show.
I'm not saying that you have to put your finger under Maury's toenail, but you just have to tell me what it smells like.
What, Maury's finger?
Yes. Turn the music up, please. I know this is so disgusting, and if you're listening to this and having breakfast and blah, 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 just give us a second. We'll be done.
This is like borderline workplace harassment.
Okay,
man, let me tell you.
Yeah.
As soon as you said not it, Maury whipped out that foot, sock
Maury,
right away.
Maury, what are you doing right now?
This looks so disgusting.
It's very natural. Maury, you don't clip your nails either, do you?
No,
what are you rolling around in your finger?
That is so gross.
I rip my nails.
Yeah, see, Maury doesn't clip his nail. He rips them like a savage.
So Maury's using his right
hand right now.
His right finger. Yeah. On his right hand, his index finger and what? And your thumb.
And you're getting
I just hold my thumb. I hold the nail with my thumb as I dig.
Mocha had to massage your feet earlier this week. Let me see your foot. Have you clipped those nails yet? That's the bottom of your foot. I need to see the top of your foot.
Digging the nail from his left foot right now.
Yeah.
Why are you lying down like that?
Because he's not flexible. Your toes look like, half of them look like they're terrified of the big one. They're all like curling and trying to like hide from the big one.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away.
Okay, Mocha, come on over. So, which finger did you use then?
My pointy one.
What's
he
that?
He used his index finger on his right hand.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on.
This is so gross.
Okay. I know this is so gross. I don't know why
we're
doing this.
You're wasting it.
I don't know. I really don't know why. Like, as you're doing this,
because you're wasting it.
In my head, as you're doing this, I'm like, I don't know why we're doing this. This is so disgusting.
Is so gross.
Okay, I'm going to cover my mouth, and you cover your mouth, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. I don't know why we're doing this. Nobody's forcing you to do this, just so you know. Like, I don't know why we're doing this. I really don't.
Because
I know, it's true. Okay.
Who didn't call not it has to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Why is everyone looking so gross as I pick
Stop it, Maury. Okay.
I might actually throw up.
Okay. Just, Maury, put your finger out, man.
Well, he keeps wasting it.
No. He keeps wasting it.
Oh,
okay. Mocha, don't put your shirt up over your face like that, because if you throw up, it's going to go onto your stomach.
That's so gross.
Okay, Mocha's on the floor in the fetal position right now. But you know when you don't take your...
You know what it smells like?
What? Just hell?
I can tell you what I always say it smells like.
No, it smells like dirty cheese.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say brie.
Just
a real
cheese. You should take a whiff.
No, I can't.
Just one.
No.
Just do it, just so you know what I smelled. Just once.
I don't know why we're doing this. Whose idea was this? This is terrible.
It's yours. Freaking yours.
Nobody's going to listen to the show anymore. Oh, my God. Stop. Don't. Maury, I have to come to your finger. You don't put your finger towards my face because you will poke me with it. I'm going to have to go get a shot. This way. Oh.
Told you. Disgusting, right?
Oh. I don't know how that happened, but the first thing I smelled was heat. I don't know how you smell heat, but I smell heat.
Scientifically, that's not supposed to happen.
That's not supposed to happen.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yeah!
Ah, looky, who's back.
Right?
You were in L.A. for like 5 days, Roz.
Yeah, I was.
Just living that life.
Right, living all that L.A.
Right,
life.
Hollywood!
Yeah, what a time.
Rubbing elbows with the A-list celebs.
I'll tell you, two things that I hate about traveling.
Mm.
One, I hate being on a flight, as I always say, with somebody who's more famous than me.
Uh-oh, who's more famous than you?
Because if it goes down, they're going to get the headline. I will not.
Oh, God.
And so I jump on the plane on Friday, and I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, so far, you know, like a lot of people very happy to see me.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Telling you, there was a group of Air Canada workers that screamed screamed Razamoka at me as I was walking on the plane. They're very happy to see me.
Oh, okay.
So then I get on the plane, I feel like a real big shot.
Of course.
Huge, right? Yeah. And then I look over next to me, and Kiefer Sutherland is about to fall asleep.
No.
And, yeah.
No.
And I was like,
you're sitting beside Jack Bauer.
Yeah, I'm sitting beside Jack Bauer,
no.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He's sitting beside
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, because you're in like, and have you ever been on one of those planes where they give you like the pod?
Yeah. Like in business class, right?
Oh, no, actually, I haven't.
Oh, okay, well, let me tell you about it. They also give you a duvet, which is really quite nice.
Hold on a minute. You mean to tell me?
Yeah.
You're on a flight.
Yes.
You're in a pod.
Yes.
In business class.
Yes.
You get a little chilly.
Uh-huh.
No need to worry because you got yourself a duvet.
You have a duvet. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right? Like an actual duvet. Like it's nice and warm, too. And it's a, and the pillow they give you, you know, like airline pillows, how, you know, it's they, most of them feel like they're full of dog hair, right? Like they're not the most comfortable thing in the world. They give you like a proper pillow. It was like a real, real nice pillow. I was like,
so
a
you
guy
and
like,
Kiefer Sutherland snuggled up under that duvet next to each other.
Yeah, we're
he's
like,
already asleep.
Yeah. Like Kiefer Sutherland and I are like, we're so close sleeping together. It's like Bert and Ernie, right? It's like we're in the same room, just in separate beds. Like we're, we're that close. If I got lonely, I could have reached across and held his hand if I had a bad dream.
Kiefer.
You know what I mean? Like I really could have. We could have held hands if, like, if I
just
had
hold my hand till I fall asleep again.
Yeah, if I had a bad dream, right? Okay. Like we were close. We were sleeping close enough that like if we were falling asleep together and then Kiefer made a funny joke, I could have like high-fived him from bed. You know what I mean? Like we're college roommates at this right? point for
duvet
five for five
high five.
For 5.5 hours as we're sleeping. And then so that was all right. I got over that. And then in Los Angeles, it was great because Catherine Roxy came down too because I was going to be there for like 5 days. So
sure, why not?
They just rented a convertible and went to Harry Potter World and did their thing, which was fantastic,
sure.
Right? And then on the
that's
way,
real nice.
And then on the way home, I'm looking around again, and I'm like, okay, you know.
Please don't tell me Kiefer Sutherland was sleeping beside you again.
No, so it wasn't Kiefer Sutherland, but like, and I know him and all, and we're buddies. But like, Drew Scott from the Property Brothers is sitting there. But Drew Scott is now like on the finals for Dancing with the Stars,
yeah.
And he has sitting there with his like with his fiance Linda, who's lovely. But he also brought his dancer with him.
No, he did.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, they do. The dancer travels with
hold
him.
Hold on, so all three of them under that duvet?
Oh, no. No, there was no duvets on the flight home. It was not. I have to clear this up. I have to clear this up right now. Okay, Drew Scott, his fiance Linda, and his dancer from Dancing with the Stars were not under the same duvet.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to think that that's what I said. Because that's not the case at all.
I apologize, Drew Scott.
Okay, don't start that.
I hope that headline does not that make sense. Dancing with the Stars.
That is a terrible. That is a terrible rumor. It's a terrible rumor.
Well, welcome back, dude. It's good to have you back, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So they put together a list of what your favorite Christmas movies are based on age, and it's pretty accurate. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Mocha?
Well, as of late, it's really been Elf with Will Ferrell because I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan.
But what would you say is your ultimate, not as of late, but what is your favorite Christmas movie?
It actually is Elf.
Yeah.
I like Elf more than anything else.
Okay.
More than any other Christmas movie out there.
Okay. Roz, yours must be A Beautiful Life, right?
Stop it. So,
is it the black and white one?
Yeah.
All right.
God bless us, everyone.
What is your favorite movie, Roz? Your favorite Christmas movie? Do you have one?
For the 60-plus crowd, Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, and White Christmas.
Okay.
Not in that demo.
But which one of those three is
your
favorite?
Stop
it. What was that? Wow. You sound, no joke, like damn it, Warren, just sounded like a demigorgon.
He really did. Yeah.
Wow.
Like your face just opened up like a pizza. Like you
holy
were just,
cow. Like you sound just like a demigorgon.
Okay. 50 to 59.
Okay.
People, number one, It's a Wonderful Life. Number two, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And number three, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown.
Here's where you get into my demographic now. The 40 to 49-year-olds.
Okay.
Oh, at number three,
yeah.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I love that movie.
At number two, A Charlie Brown Christmas, which I actually don't like.
They're always mean to Charlie Brown.
Yeah. And at number one is especially A Christmas Lucy. Story.
Oh. Which one's A Christmas Story?
That's the one with
you'll
the lamp in the window.
Out.
Yeah.
Huh?
You'll shoot your eye out with the Red Ryder BB gun?
Never seen it.
The leg
Shut
lamp.
The front door.
What leg lamp?
Never
the
seen a lamp. Christmas story?
Never.
Oh, my God. Me and you are wearing jammies and watching that this year.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sorry, Moore. You've already seen it.
Hold on, guys.
This is 911. Do you have an emergency?
Yes. My coworker just got burned real bad. Can you help?
All right. Help is on the way.
Thank you.
All right. Now, for the 30 to 39-year-olds.
That's me.
Okay. That's me.
Number three, Elf.
Hey, told you.
Number two favorite Christmas movie, Home Alone.
That's mine. That is mine. Lost in New York.
And number one on that list is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Which is amazing. My favorite is the Home Alone one, though.
And then the under 30 crowd.
Ah, that's me.
Number three, Home Alone.
Uh-huh.
Number two is A Christmas Story, because that came back. And number one is How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, that's a great movie, too.
You like that one?
Yeah, but I like Elf over... Yeah, everything else.
I like Elf, A Christmas Story,
A Wonderful Life,
and stop it, Maury.
Ring, ring, send help.
That's not even how the joke goes.
Bring, tring, tring, send help.
My friend has turned into a demigorgon. Send help.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
There's a lot of problems that don't really need to be solved. Like they don't need a solution.
Okay.
You can just sort of live with them.
Sure.
A rock in your shoe, you need to stop what you're doing and shake your shoe out.
Oh,
I get that. But having a song stuck in your head is not necessarily a problem that needs a cure.
Are you kidding
me? It'll sort itself out.
Yeah, you just think about other stuff and then...
No, but then you keep singing it everywhere you go.
Right, but it doesn't affect your life.
It gets annoying to yourself.
Yeah, but it's only annoying to you, though. That's the thing, is that it's fine. You can still function as a person.
There's nothing worse than annoying yourself.
I could think of something.
I don't even know what that means. Maury, what song have you had stuck in your head?
Whenever Maury? I'm with you, I'll be there. And if you are with me, I'll be there.
And so I've never
your
actually...
That sounds like a terribly written song.
What is
song?
That? What song is that?
It's The Spinners.
Oh.
One of the greatest bands of the 70s.
Oh, I put that in for you, Mocha. It's just
whenever funny. You call me, okay.
Now
I'll
it makes
be
sense.
There.
You know the song?
Whenever you want me,
okay. It sounds like an intro of a television show.
It really does. Yeah, you're totally
like a
right.
Like a buddy sitcom.
Yeah, like a buddy sitcom.
Right?
But there are actually, so Maureen was like, how do you get a song into your head? And at first I was like, shut up. but then I thought I'd... But then I started poking around, and there are actual, like, this is a real big thing for people. So there is a list of the ways to get songs out of your head.
Okay.
And I don't know how many of these are even feasible, Maury. So
sing another song?
Number eight, do a math problem.
Oh, no.
Okay.
My dad, Vern, would be all over that.
At number seven, sing along to a song that you actually know well, which is no song, because you don't know the words to any song. Distract yourself with a calm verbal activity.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. It sounds weird.
A calm verbal activity?
Like talking to yourself.
Yeah, like talking to yourself.
Hey, how's it going? How you doing? How you going?
How you going?
How you going? Okay. Hey, how you doing? How's it going? Okay. How you going?
Okay, you got to three sentences before you destroyed the English language. solve a word puzzle, for God's sake.
Boring.
Let your mind wander. Oh, that obviously didn't help. But let me tell you this. Number one on the list, and why I wanted to bring this up to you, Mocha. Number one on the list, the number one way to get a song out of your head is to chew gum.
What?
The best way to get a song out of your head is to chew gum. And I'll tell you why.
Interesting.
Okay, so they say psychologists at the University of Reading in England just found out that the best way to get a song out of your head is chewing gum. They found that when people chew gum, the amount of time they blank heard the song running through their head was cut down by 33%. They think that the gum works because your chewing creates inner speech. Basically, your mouth starts moving at a different rhythm than the song in your head.
Sure.
And so you trick your brain into going into different patterns and different rhythms, and then eventually the pattern of chewing gum overpowers the pattern of whatever the song you have in your head is.
Makes sense, but I think if I were... I would be concentrating more on chewing the gum and trying to forget about the song, that the song would still be stuck in my head.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
Right? It would make me want to think about the song even more, but also think about chewing gum at the same time.
Right. See, and my problem with this is, get more, put some gum in your mouth more.
Okay.
And my problem with this is,
I have some hubba bubba.
I think that this needs to happen naturally because I don't know if you can get a song out of your head while talking about the fact that you have a song in your head. You don't need three pieces, Maury.
I love hubba bubba.
Whenever you call me, I'll be there.
But how do you test this? Okay, so chew gum. I'll I don't know. I don't know how you want to do this, Maury.
At the same time. There, I'll be there.
No, okay, pause for 1 second.
You're not around.
Okay. Oh my God, listening to you chew is just the worst.
No offense, but you actually sound like a cow eating.
But don't swallow that, Maury.
That's what she said.
Stop it. But I don't know how you want to test this, Maury, because if I asked you right now,
I thought the study was that you're supposed to sing while chewing gum.
No.
Oh.
Why would that be the study?
Because I thought that when you can't sing because there's so much gum in your mouth that it'll force you to not sing the song.
No. That's not what I just read at all.
No, but
were
when
you not
I,
listening?
No, but when I read the headline,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, okay, so
why
just chew gum
start,
and sing.
Why would you start off with so much gum in your mouth?
Because I love Hubba Bubba.
I didn't know that there was a V in Hubba Bubba. Yeah. I love Hubba Bubba.
Okay, but I don't know how to test this because as soon as I say, hey, Maury, you still got that song in your head, you're going to get that song back in your
Whenever
head.
Whatever you need.
Right.
Me,
okay, so just
I'll
pause.
Be
Maybe
there.
We'll just talk about something else right now.
Oh, how's it going? How you doing? How's it going?
No, not that. Oh, God, don't. Maury.
It's stuck in my throat. Song's gone.
Is it?
Nope.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I know you don't like it, Roz, when, or I even care, when people say, hey, you want to hear about this dream I had last night?
Oh, God.
We hate people's dreams.
No. You are missing the point of what I always say. What I always say is, your dreams, and I mean yours and everybody else's,
sure,
are only interesting to you.
Sure.
Okay? Nobody ever wants to take part in a conversation when the other person starts off that conversation with, oh my God, I got to tell you about this dream I had last night. Not one single person wants to be a part of that conversation.
Well, Twitter did, because they've asked users to tweet about the dreams that they've had.
Right.
So I'm going to read a couple of these to you.
Okay.
I had a dream last night that I had four legs, had to pay extra for pedicures, and wore a mismatched sock on each foot. True story. Just had a dream where Mary-Kate and Ashley were flying above my vehicle in their private jet, sprinkling shaved Parmesan and grated tomatoes into my sunroof. I had a dream that my cat covered one of my shifts. Nice guy, no thumbs. I had a dream that I was trying to find a fruit scale in Walmart to weigh my pomegranates, and then Obama stopped me, took them out of my hand, and told me the exact weight. I asked how he knew that, and he said, when the weight of the world is on your shoulders, you learn.
Okay, can I also just say that upping Twitter from 140 characters to 280 has ruined everything?
I had a dream that me and Voldemort got into a fight, but he didn't have any powers, so we just went old school. I ended up choking him out in the third round in my living room. We became great friends. And after that, he said he was sorry to me and Harry.
Are these interesting to you?
I think that they're,
are they though?
I think that they're funny. Yes.
Because if anybody said to me any of those things that you just read, oh my God, I got to tell you my dream last night, I would question my friendship with them.
I had a dream last night that my phone bill went up $18 every time I pressed the snooze button on my alarm. LOL, what a nightmare.
Yeah, only interesting to you.
And finally, when Twitter asked people to tweet out what they dreamt about last night, I had a dream my sister kept throwing spiders on me in the pool, but I couldn't do anything about it because that would be disrespectful to the pilgrims canoeing to Wisconsin. Like, what?
You're just stop encouraging this, please.
I love this.
No, you don't. You can't.
I love
you
this.
You can't and love
I,
that.
And I know you do too.
No.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The Santa Claus parade went down yesterday, downtown Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Santa, very, very busy guy. He visited Toronto once again, as he has for the past 113 years now.
That's a long time.
Seeing all the families, seeing all the kids. Damon Maury was also there. talking to kids about Christmas, telling them jokes, asking them what they want for Christmas, asking them questions about Santa.
Oh, no.
And yes, things got weird again.
Just like my place when I'm not home, this is the happiest place on earth. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Julian.
Okay, why is Christmas just like any day at the office? Just say I don't know.
I don't know.
You do all the work and the fat guy in the suit takes all the credit.
What?
Now, if you could ask Santa anything, if you could ask Santa a question, what would you ask him?
What's his last name?
What a great question. What do you think it is? Wait, isn't it Claus?
Yeah.
What do you think Santa wants for Christmas?
A brand new sleigh. It would have a rocket booster, then it would make his own stuff for him.
If you could ask Santa any question, what would you ask him?
How old are you?
What do you think the answer is?
137.
What do you want for Christmas?
I want a new iPad case. I want a cornflakes box for Christmas, too.
A cornflakes box?
Yes.
Without the flakes?
Yes, with the flakes, definitely.
Now, have you been good this year? Do you deserve your cornflakes?
Yes. I love cornflakes. I am a very good boy.
After a long day of delivering presents, how does Santa relax after that long day?
Hot tub, lots of bubbles, lots of very warm stuff, obviously cookies and milk, maybe a milk hot tub.
Now, after a long day of delivering presents around the world, how do you think Santa relaxes after that?
He goes into his bed and has some hot chocolate and watches TV.
He's allowed to bring hot chocolate into his bed? I'm not.
That's funny.
All right, what do you think Santa would want for Christmas? What's under his tree?
Tools.
Yeah, what kind of tools is he getting?
Like screwdrivers and like wrenches and hammers and stuff. So if its sleigh breaks, he can fix it.
You see, Santa, what are we going to yell out? What are we saying?
Hi, Santa. Merry Christmas.
What are you going to say when he's coming down the street here? What are you going to yell out at him?
Hi, Santa. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from Kiss 92.5.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Toy Story, was that part of your sort of generation or not?
Yeah.
Stop.
Listen, you're talking to a millennial. Of course, no. Toy Story is...
Because I know...
I love that movie, man. That first one?
Because I know Toy Story, because Catherine is born 1984.
Oh, close to me.
And...
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, right. Because Catherine was born in 1984, and so Toy Story was released when she was a little kid.
Sure.
So for me, I didn't really see Toy Story until I watched it with Roxy.
Oh, really?
All those movies. Yeah. I've never seen The Lion King.
At all?
No, I've never seen Lion King because I was just a little too old for those movies.
Sure.
when they came out. But Toy Story is the anniversary is today.
Oh yeah, how old?
How old do you think? When did Toy Story come out?
19. Oh, boy. I'm going to say Toy Story's got to be at least 20 years old. At least 20.
Maury?
Oh, I was going to say 25.
25. 22, actually.
22.
So there are people alive that are younger than that.
excuse me? Shut it down. Shut it down right now. We got to shut everything down.
So Toy Story turned 22 years old, and you said what, Maury?
That there are people out there that are younger than that.
Right.
Yes.
Do you need to sit with this for one second?
Like, first of all, I know,
to be just truthy, okay, right now, okay. When Moore said that, he immediately regretted saying it. He could tell what he said, right? Do you need to sit? What were you trying to say?
I was trying to say that there are people out there.
Yeah.
That are younger than that.
Oh, so that is what you were trying to say.
Oh, so literally, that's what you wanted to say.
For example, there are people out there.
What point were you trying to make, though?
I was trying to make that, can you believe that there are people out there
that are younger than 22?
It's the same point I make that, oh my goodness, there are people that don't remember the Titanic, but that's everyone. But there are people who are like 10, 11.
Okay, hold on here. But what point were you trying to say? So when we say Toy Story is 22 years old, and you say, can you believe that there are people out there younger than that? What were you actually trying to say, though?
That there is something out there older than them.
Yeah, everything.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Like an infinite amount of things.
When they see this movie,
Oh
my gosh, I don't remember its release. I only know it now as a DVD.
Okay. So you're saying what?
that there is this movie out there that is older than them, or that they are younger than this movie.
Okay. So what you're saying is that on the anniversary of Disney's Toy Story 22 years ago, your point is at 22 years for Toy Story, there are people in this world who are both older and younger than Toy Story.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you find the idea of an 18-year-old confusing? Let's just remove Toy Story from the conversation. I want to find out how bewildered you are at the population below 22.
Oh, that there, 17-year-olds. That there is you age find, out there.
Are you, does that interest you, 17?
Well, there's just a constant...
16. What about that?
Yeah, well, no, I fascinating, think it's mostly just you, about the movie.
Okay, then, okay. I still have no...
416-870-8888. I don't know. People are calling up. I think they want to try to explain. What do you want to say?
I kind of understood what Maury was trying to say, but differently. So I was born in 87, mm-hmm. and I have a sister who is 10 years younger than me. So Toy Story was right up my alley. I watched it when I was like 5 or 6 years old. But my sister has not watched it yet because she was super younger than me. So what I understood him saying was kind of like there's people that watched it when it came out at like 7 or 8 years old. And there's people like Roz, who has never watched it. And there's people who's younger than the release and have never watched it either, if that makes sense.
Sure. Maury, is that what you're trying to say? No, he says.
No. Oh, Maury! Oh,
hi, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm just on my drive into work listening to you guys like always.
Thank you.
I was hearing you guys talk about Toy Story.
Yeah.
I think I kind of figured out what Maury was trying to say.
Okay.
I think he was kind of saying, like, there are people who only recognize Toy Story as a DVD or, like, as something that, like, I grew up with Toy Story, so my kids are definitely going to watch Disney. They're, like, I'm a Disney freak. My boyfriend's a Disney freak. Like, we're going to give our kids the whole experience that we had growing up. But I think, like, what Maury was trying to say is there are people who are like me that are teaching their kids, like, this is a Disney movie. This is the kind of movies that I grew up with. But they don't recognize that this was released so long ago. They only think, like, oh, it just came out because they're little and they still don't understand.
What's your name?
Sabrina.
Sabrina, I'm going to pause you right there because you trying to explain what Maury said, I only wish that you could see the confused look on Maury's face right now. Maury, is this what you were trying to say?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Thanks, Sabrina.
No problem. Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye, hon.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
As I've said in the past, Roz, there are certain things, very simple things that every driver should know how to do, in my opinion.
Sure.
For example, you need to know how to check the oil level in your car if you don't have a car that has the digital display that tells you.
Correct.
I think you should know how to fill a tank of gas. I think you should know how to refill your washer fluid.
Mm-hmm.
I even think that you should know how to fill air in your car tire if it starts to dip a little bit.
100%. Change a tire.
2 days ago, because you weren't here.
Right.
2 days ago, we leave the show, damn it, Maury and I, and 10 minutes later, this is about 10:30, I get a phone call from damn it, Maury. Hysterical.
Oh.
Frantic.
Like panic, not laughing.
Panic.
Panic. Oh.
Geez. Scared.
Okay.
Mocha, oh my God, somebody slashed my car tires.
Slashed?
Yes. I was driving down the road and somebody had to get out of their car and knock on my window, tell me that I'm driving on a flat. I'm at the gas station. Please help me.
Please help me? What does that mean? Please,
like,
help me.
Like,
you didn't fall down a hole.
Like, it was like Princess Leia sending a message to Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, please help me. You're my only hope.
What are you supposed to do at that point?
He was just panicked. He didn't know what to think. I said, okay, first of all, you got to calm down.
Yeah.
And I said, just change your car tire. He's like, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He said, I called the dealership. They
the
can't
dealership?
Help me.
Dealership?
They can't help me.
Yeah.
And I said, he's like, can you please just come to the gas station and help me? And I was like, listen, man, buddy, like,
not going to happen.
I have somewhere to be in literally in 30 minutes. Yeah. I got to be somewhere in 30 minutes. I can't help you out. I said, just get the spare tire from the back of the car and just change the tire. Yeah. I said, look it up on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube.
100%.
And he was like, I don't know if I have a spare tire. I'm like, Maury, every car comes with a spare tire.
Yeah.
You have a spare tire. So I leave the parking lot and I feel bad for the guy. So I drive to the gas station where Maury is. No joke, dude. I jump out of the car.
Yeah.
Maury is looking at his phone.
Yeah.
His face, I had never seen Maury's face this way before. He just looked terrified, and he looked like he was about to burst into tears.
Why were you so emotional over getting a flat?
Because I felt stranded in the middle of nowhere.
Where
he was
were
at
you?
The corner of Richmond and Jarvis, an extremely busy intersection in downtown Toronto.
You could walk home.
Yeah, but I also was looking totally. At my clock, and I'm like, I also have a lunch I have to go to, and I'm but, like, how am I going to get to my lunch?
But why are you so emotional over just getting a flat, though? Like, I don't understand it. It's not the end of the world.
But it's new to me, and all I was thinking was money.
Money. So did you change the tire for him?
So I changed the tire. Oh, I showed him where all the
bits
pieces
were.
Are and how to take the tire off. I actually made him get on his hands and knees
good.
And use the car jack to
Which
jack the
I
car up.
I didn't know was under my front seat.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And so I made him. I showed him where to put the car jack. I showed him how to do the jack.
Yeah.
And I changed the tire for him. And I said, here's how you do it. Yeah. Whatever.
I didn't know that the spare tire was under all the stuff in my trunk.
Yeah. You had no idea if any of this stuff?
They don't. When you buy a car, they sell you everything else, but they don't show you around
know,
your
no, they
car.
Actually do, Maury.
Yeah,
they show do. You. They're supposed to show you where everything is.
I don't remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they do.
And I looked at Maury's tires.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced nobody slashed Maury's tires.
No, of course not.
Because his tires were in terrible condition. And I said, Maury, when was the last time you changed your car tires?
Yeah.
And he said, I never have. I said, how long have you had the car? He said, 6 years. So he's been driving, and he drives everywhere. He go long distances, too.
And you don't put winter tires on it either, right?
He does not
no,
put
they're,
winter
they're all season.
That's not what
and
that means, though.
And they are, every single tire is in bad condition. And I said to you, I said, Maury, your tire is in rough shape.
Yeah.
So what I think happened is Maury had like a leak, a slow leak in that one tire that had leaked before when I called him and I said, your tire is low on air. You have to fill it up with air. And
was
he didn't
it the
know
same
how to
tire?
Do it. The exact same tire.
So I then when Mocha changed it to the spare tire, I drove immediately to the dealership. They looked at the tire that was slashed.
It was not slashed.
And told me that it was not slashed.
Right, yeah.
And said that the reason why there's two holes in this tire are because you were driving on a flat tire and the rims were cutting through the tire.
Yes. That is exactly what I said.
100%.
That is exactly. Because my wife, Jenna, 100%. I told Jenna what happened and I said to her, she said, oh my God, poor guy, his tire got slashed. I said,
poor
no.
Guy.
I said, no, his tire did not get slashed.
No.
He had an existing hole. He drove on a flat and I said, the rim sliced it open.
Yep.
That's
100%.
Exactly what I said.
I never corrected myself to Matthew though. He still thinks it's slashed.
He still thinks it's slashed.
It sounds bad.
Also, what happened when you went to the dealership and they looked at your tires, Maury?
So we had to change all four tires.
Yes.
The belt.
The timing belt.
The belt.
This is what he drives me to work in every day, by the way, this car.
The rear brake boots.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why the brakes need boots.
Yeah.
And some of the lights.
Right. Like most people in your life, all the parts of your car are also leaving you.
have you looked at it that way? Guys, hold on. I got to make a call real quick.
Sorry, Maury. I had to. You drive me to
this is 911. Do you have an emergency?
Devonport got burned so bad.
All right. Help is on the way.
Hey, what do you want to say?
Well, I wanted to make him feel a little bit better and just tell him that there's a lot of people that really have no idea how to take care of their vehicles, which is, it just sucks because, I mean, they talk about their car, it's running into the ground and, you know, it's not a great car. And, I mean, as long as you keep up with the changes, which, when you buy a car, they tell you need to do, it should last a long time.
Well, my new fear now is being stranded in the middle of a field one day, not having to be able to go.
Why would you be in the middle of a field?
Like if I'm driving and the car breaks down, because I wasn't able to afford one other thing that the guy said, well, you're going to have to change that next time because it's going to start making loud noises and blow exhaust into the car.
Hold on.
What couldn't you afford?
It was $400 for some sort of exhaust pipe that has a leak in it or something.
Not some sort. You probably have a hole
and he's like,
in your
and
exhaust.
And I said to the guy, I go, when will I know I need to get that fixed? And he's
can
like,
just,
when it just starts making loud sounds.
Okay, can I tell you, exhaust blowing into the car, can I tell you what my new worst fear is? I have
what?
A new worst fear now.
Tell me.
Is that Maury and I die from carbon monoxide one day to work, and people think that we were like two young lovers that decided to take our own lives because the world wouldn't accept us.
Like a lover's suicide?
Yeah. Like we made some sort of lover's pact. That we'd go out together.
Oh my God.
I bet you. You know what else I bet, Maury? I bet you've already written that note and it's in your glove box, didn't you?
And all it says is, we were in love, damn it.
Right, yeah.
Thank you so much for the phone call today.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.